It is NFL draft season, boys and girls, and today we're going to be discussing one of my favorite running backs of the upcoming rookie class, and that is Zach Charbonnet from UCLA. We're going to talk about why I think he should be the number two running back in this upcoming class. So, quit rambling. Let's get to it. Let's ride. Welcome back in. Welcome back in. So, let's go ahead and talk about Zach Charbonnet from UCLA. Now, Zach Charbonnet stands 6 foot, 214 pounds. He is 22 years old. Now, we know he was believed to be an early declarer and come out in 2021, but he decided to return for a senior season at UCLA. Now, he didn't start his career at UCLA. He actually started at Michigan. His freshman year, he broke out rushing for 726 yards and 11 touchdowns. Now, we don't really know the answer as to why, but he fell out of favor with the coaching staff in 2020 and didn't really see the field whatsoever. And so he ended up transferring to UCLA, which ended up being a pretty smart move because he absolutely balled out. In 2021, he had 202 carries for 1,137 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. He also had 24 receptions for 197 receiving yards. He also, in 2022, he came back on less carries and had more production, 194 carries, 1,358 rushing yards, 14 touchdowns. And he also had 37 receptions for 321 receiving yards. Now, he also averaged 7.0 yards per carry, and he had a 14.5% college target share, which was 93rd percentile. Now, he was also efficient with his touches, 14th in yards after contact per attempt, 5th in carries of 15-plus yards, and 29th in yards per route run. Now, he also checked the boxes athletically, and I think that was one of the questions people had about Zach Charbonnet. 71st percentile speed score and 78th percentile burst score for Zach Charbonnet. Zach Charbonnet is the total package, and when you turn on the tape, if you're a tape grinder and you look at Zach Charbonnet, a lot of things pop out to you. He is a natural and powerful runner. He is absolutely smooth as silk whenever he runs. He has excellent contact balance, and he finishes runs with force. He's an easy accelerator and shows great burst. Now, one of his best traits might be his vision, and it's something you will absolutely hear about him every time you hear people talk about him. He has the best vision of any running back in this class. He always seems to find the open hole, and he is also a great pass catcher out of the backfield. Now, he does have some concerns. He didn't run necessarily the most refined route tree, was very limited in that, but he can also be a little bit indecisive at times, you know, kind of gets a little bit of happy feet behind the line of scrimmage. But overall, he's a great running back, and I think that he's not getting enough love because it's just kind of like, he's fine. He's whatever, right? And people are more excited about, obviously, Bijan, but everybody should be excited about Bijan. But Jahmyr Gibbs, who dashed the 40-yard dash with 4.36, everybody was already in love with Jahmyr Gibbs. But my problem with Jahmyr Gibbs, and I don't want to say it's a huge problem, but I think it's definitely something we should be talking about, and that's his size. He's sub 200 pounds. There's not many running backs that have been solid RB1s that are sub 200 pounds. You have like Jamal Charles, right? Chris Johnson, guys like that. Now, he could end up being that. But he is an outlier in his own right, right? He's going to have to be an outlier to really pay off his draft capital. We're already seeing it, right? In Underdog Fantasy, he is a top 18 running back right now. Top 18. Zach Charbonnet is going off the board after RB30, okay? And so there's definitely a disparity between the two of them, and I don't think there should be. I think Zach Charbonnet answers every question we could possibly have about a running back. He does everything at a very high rate. Yes, he doesn't have the athleticism, the top-end gear that somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs has, but I don't care. He does everything else really, really well. And so I just don't have any question marks with Zach Charbonnet. And when it comes to draft capital, that's obviously going to be the biggest indicator here. I think both of them are going to be second-round picks. I think I can definitely see a team fall in love with Jahmyr Gibbs and his athleticism, his pass-catching ability. And there's no denying. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is an overall better pass catcher than Zach Charbonnet. Now, don't get it twisted. Zach Charbonnet can definitely catch passes out the back. I just don't have the near concerns with Zach Charbonnet's possible workload at the next level. You know, I've seen some people comp him to like James Conner, but I actually think a better comp for him is Dalvin Cook. I think they do a lot of things very similar. And so I think my best comp for him is Dalvin Cook. And we've seen Dalvin Cook be a consistent RB1 year after year after year. And I think that's the range of possibility, the range of outcomes that is there for Zach Charbonnet. So for me, he is my RB2. Call it spicy, call it whatever you want. Let me know in the comment section below what you think about Zach Charbonnet. Am I too high on him? Should I be a little bit lower? Am I missing anything? Let me know in the comment section below. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.